You are big down south in southern Illinois.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're letting everybody know we're down in central Illinois. It's been an underserved area for a long time. We were running down there for, you know, the last several years. We were running down there from Roselle and taking care of all of central and southern Illinois. Jeez. So then we opened up that location in central Illinois. And I was down there the last couple of weeks.
Decatur. It doesn't get much more central than that.
No, it's about as central as it gets.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome for us for hitting highways to get out to all the other cities. But the number of WGN listeners that I was able to talk to over the last couple of weeks, yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So met a nice family in Tuscola, you know, was able to talk to them a little bit. We had a great OT from the Chicagoland area that was down helping out in Vandalia.
Oh, occupational therapist.
Occupational therapist.
For our listeners.
Yep, so he's helping a hospital down in southern Illinois. He referred us out to a family, and we're able to help, you know, them out and getting his wife home. So it's been a lot of fun.
We talked a lot about, at breakfast, about how the power of the station, and you don't even know where it's coming from. And I'm just like, you know what, wow, occupational therapist, hello. My sister-in-law is an OT, an occupational therapist, right? And that's what she does. She helps people. What's an occupational therapist? You go through surgery. They help you get up and running with functionality, with your hands and your legs and your
right.
feet.
And so you have a stroke or something. They help you rehabilitate and start using your legs and relearning how to use your arms or whatever became disabled during that stroke.
For our listeners that don't know what an OT is, it's a great – and my wife's a PT, a physical therapist, so she helps you get up and running. She's now into this some draining thing that's going on, right? She's doing thyroid draining, which is fascinating. Lymphatic draining. There you go. Sorry.
I don't even know what that is. It's way over my head. Well, I'll stick to Stairless.
Oh, we'll stop over. We got a massage table, and we've got scrapers and brushes and all this stuff. I don't know what's going on. So all of these other sources that refer you, because they hear you on the radio and the great work that you and Amy Farrell, who's not in today, you're in for Amy, but is that a huge source of referrals for you, those in the medical fields that hear you and all the great work that you and your team have done?
Yes, and we don't take that for granted. It's, you know, if we get a referral from somebody in the medical industry like that, we do everything we can to make them look good for giving us that referral. You know, that is such a great compliment to get that. So we really like to help them out and go that extra mile, more so than we do normally.
I come across scumbags in my industry, and I mentioned it on John Williams' show with John Hansen filling in that. Lady had her loan serviced by a company that rhymes with New Res, and they wanted to charge her $13,000 in closing costs when a HELOC would have been better. Save her $13,000 in closing costs, number one, and her payment would be $900 less. And she's going to call in later. We're going to talk, hopefully, have time. She's at a funeral right now, so hopefully she'll have time to call in to share her story. I get this all the time. I hop on as their financial planner and expose what the other side's doing, because that kind of like pregame stretching for
and
me.
And you need to. It's like a public service announcement. So you got to let people know there's ripoff artists.
And I'm walking this guy right down the guillotine. He's like, well, I still think it's in her best interest to do it. I'm like, well, that's great. She's 68 years old. She can make her own decision, and I've got to go to my golf lesson. So you had a similar situation.
Yeah, I had another one down this week. When you get, there's a company out there called Leaf Mobility, and they go door to door, and you call them up for a stair lift. And just so the public knows, when you're buying a stair lift, it should cost you somewhere between $3,500, and if you want all the bells and whistles, you're going to be like the $7,500 range, right? But a base stair lift, they're out there trying to sell these things for $11,000-$12,000 each.
Wow.
You know, so luckily, you know, we had a client walk into our showroom down in Decatur and said, this was just presented to me. What do you think? And I go, I think I can do this for $7,000, and they're quoting you $22,000.
Oh, wow.
For two stair lifts. They were quoting them $22,000.
And you could do both for $7,000.
I do both for $7,000. And we'll back it up for life. You know, so I just don't understand. I don't understand these people that try to prey on the elderly, Bob.
Insurance involved in any of these?
No, unfortunately not. I wish they were. Because if insurance got involved, all of this fraud in this elderly abuse would go away. That would completely go away, right? Because somebody would be watching the companies that are putting it in, right? And unfortunately not. And there's nothing illegal about overselling, right? It's just immoral. You know, to, right. And especially when you're doing it against somebody with a disability or somebody that's, you know, elderly and needs it to stay in their home.
And I say this on the radio. We got to hit a break here. I say this on the radio all the time. The experienced homeowner has got so much going on, right? This lady that's calling in was taking care of her daughter who had cancer, unfortunately passed away. May her memory be an eternal blessing. They were taking care of her two parents. A lot of things going on, right? And you get a call from your servicer, right? They get knocked on the door. Hey, we could do this for 22 G's. What do you know? You know, she didn't know any different. Like, that 13 grand sounds good. No, it sounds like 13,000 too much.
Yeah. And that's a, I've said this before. People don't come to us because they want a stairlift or a ramp in their right. home. They come to us because they need it. They yeah. need it, right? And you really, you have to slow down the emotions, right? Yeah. I know you need it. I know you want it tomorrow. But if something doesn't feel right or you're getting any kind of high-pressure sales, and that's not just stairlift. This is anything. You feel uncomfortable, get a second quote. And, you know, as a general habit, you should get two or three before you make your final decision.
Phone number.
630-616-6249.